It appears to me, Zone, this is something which is happening quite frequently around the county, and one would be wondering why this is the case. I hope to resolve it as quickly as possible, obviously, and ask families, of course, in the meantime, to boil their water. I'm wondering if this could be part of the problem. My understanding is that a number of officials who've carried out their duties in these areas over the years, for example, checking the pumping stations, the quality of the water, water levels and all that type of stuff, these people who were very, very experienced have retired and have not been replaced by Irish Water. What's happening there? My understanding is they've got operatives there now that are taking on maybe three pumping stations where before they were only responsible for one. And I think, you know, that Irish Water are going to have to look at this again and see if something can be done to resolve this problem. I don't think these people had many, many years of experience in relation to their pumping stations, the quality of their water and everything else. And when these people retire and not to be replaced, there has to be a problem along the line there somewhere, you know. So I think Irish Water really need to take a good look at themselves. Maybe these are cost-saving measures. I don't know. I have no idea. I'm sure that's what it is. But it's not going to work. I think these people that have retired need to be replaced, and they need to bring more staff on there to ensure that these pumping stations are checked on a regular basis.
We're coming to the end of what's been described in Lifford as a decoupling. There's a separation between the council and Uisce Éireann. A lot of suggestions that that's not necessarily been beneficial in every respect, and what you're saying would certainly suggest that there are questions to be answered in that regard.
Absolutely, without a shadow of a doubt. I know I can only speak for myself, working in my own area. I know if I've got a problem in my area and someone rings me about it, I know precisely the person to ring. That person will answer my queries. But when this changeover happens, that is going to change completely, and it's going to make it very, very difficult for myself as a public representative and other public representatives. Irish Water are not the easiest people to get in touch with. They can make it quite difficult for you at times to get in touch with them and to know what's happening. But as I say, my main concern, I think these pumping stations need to be checked on a regular basis. And I don't think that's what's happening, because these people that have been working at these jobs for so many, many years, to be taken out of the equation and not replaced, then obviously they're going to have problems. And this is just one of the many problems I think that are coming down the line, unfortunately.